Hi, welcome to Not Quite the Common Geeking Program. I don't know if Colin wrote an intro for this, but I don't give a shit.
Something smaller, like the Common Nerding Program or something. Yeah. You know? A lower tier, the Common Dorking Program.
So if you're just tuning in now for the first time, this is a strange place to start. We have a podcast where normally we talk about some geek nerd stuff, which is what we are doing today, but we're taking a little break from our regular stuff and doing some shorter form things. This week I'm here joined by...
Oh, hey, it's me, Keenan Kodish.
The formerly High Sheriff.
Yeah, the High Sheriff.
No, formerly High Sheriff. He has since been impeached and replaced by, I believe, a stack of toast won against Chowder in the polls.
One, you know, election was totally illegitimate.
You would say that, all right?
No, it's like, it was just really annoying. And also, like, I was at work, so I was unable to respond to stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you pieces of shit.
The people have spoken, and the people apparently did not want you to be High Sheriff any longer.
Listen, five people does not a country make. That's a fact.
We'll get into this story another time. Anyway, today we're going to do a little bit of an update. So in episode, I believe it was 22 of this podcast, we talked about Samurai Jack and how it got a revival series. At the time of recording that episode, the finale, the last of the 10 episodes of the fifth season, had not aired yet, so we hadn't seen it. And we made a couple jokes in there like, oh, we don't know if it's gonna be good or bad, but at that point we were just kind of assuming it was gonna be good because the...
Wow, spoiler alert, what do you mean assuming? Oh no, now you've given away the whole episode.
Yeah. The prior 9 episodes of that season had been really good, I thought, right? Would you not agree?
I would agree. They were all amazing.
And then it led up to episode 10, the finale of Samurai Jack, this now 5-season show.
Which, by the way, like, a 10-year... I mean, how long was the,
Yeah, like, something like that. It was, like, 10 years. It aired in, what, the early 2000s?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert for what we're about to talk about.
Spoilers!
But the ending was...
disappointing.
Extremely disappointing in a lot of ways. And not just like, it didn't quite live up to expectations. Like, it was bad.
I wouldn't say bad.
I would say bad.
It felt rushed. That was the issue.
Well, I think we're gonna run through the plot a little bit. We're not going to explain all about Samurai Jack. Basically, the show is about a samurai who gets thrown to the future by an evil demon and is trying to get back to the past to kill the evil demon Aku, right? And this show was on Cartoon Network originally. You might have remembered it. And then it was recently, like last year, right, was brought
renewed
back for a fifth season on Adult Swim. So it had some... it was...
darker.
Yeah, it was definitely darker tones and had more adult themes and stuff like that. And then this last episode, the setup for it was like, you got this girlfriend who was this assassin who was like birthed by Aku or something like that. And she ended up turning on Aku. And then in the second to last episode, Aku finds that he can just mind control her.
Because she's him.
Yeah. So he captures Jack and the sword, and he's got... Ashi is her name.
The sword is the only thing that can... kill the demon.
Kill Aku, yeah, correct. And in this last episode, so it starts off with, it's showing all of our characters, all of these people that Jack has met over his years.
And helped.
Yeah, and they're watching this broadcast, because Aku is like fucking broadcasting this whole world. He's like, hey, I finally caught Samurai Jack, and I'm gonna kill him. And it does some cute things. It goes through the intro, as in Aku, like, explaining it to everyone else. Samurai Jack is held up, and Aku is about to kill him, and then all Jack's friends show up to save him, and they start attacking him, and it's not really doing much to Aku, because Aku is crazy powerful, but it does distract him long enough for Jack to,
save Ashi, the, assassin woman slash girlfriend.
Yeah, he's having a fight with Ashi, and Ashi's trying to kill him, and, eventually, the big thing there, like, Jack's trying to get his sword, and Ashi, like, captures him, and then the big... way that he gets her back on his side is he tells her that he loves her, and then she's able to fight back against Aku's evil, and then Ashi discovers that she in fact has all of Aku's powers. Now, by this point in the series, Aku has destroyed all of the time portals, we think, right?
I killed the guardian, bro. I was upset about that.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Honestly, like, we could have an entire discussion about that, but I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she discovers that she actually has this power to send them back in time, so she does that, and they go and they kill Aku, and it's kind of satisfying, but I would we'll get into it, but I would argue a little bit anticlimactic. So everything is good. They have like a nice peaceful moment and Jack and Ashi are going to get married. And then Ashi, as she's walking up for them to get married, she fades from existence and says like, oh, if Aku never existed, then neither would I. And it kind of goes on that cliche. And then Jack's all upset and then he fucking interacts with a butterfly who I guess maybe is supposed to be implied as Ashi like reincarnated or something. So he's like, ah, it's okay. The universe has worked itself out. I've completed my goal. There was sacrifice. And that's how not just the episode, but the series ends.
Yeah.
Okay, Keenan, I'm going to give you the floor to jump on some first thoughts there.
Well, first, I think explaining it out, like, the overall episode of all his friends coming to help him, it was exactly what we wanted.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the idea.
No,
the idea was what we probably were leading up to, because honestly, yeah. Watching the original series, we'd always save, like, a bunch of people. They'd be like, Samurai, if you ever need us, we'll be there.
Yes. No, I absolutely agree. The part where all of his friends came to save him, I absolutely agree. I think that that was something that was necessary and that was something that was on topic. The thing is, it just felt so rushed. And we did, granted, have this worry leading up to the last episode because the one, I would say, problem about season 5 was the pacing was kind of strange, and it was building it up so that a lot had to happen in the last episode.
I don't think the pacing for the previous episode.
No, the pacing for the previous episodes was fine, it's just the problem was the overall story did not leave time for what had to happen.
No, my issue, I think, is that the final episode was the one that felt rushed.
Well, it felt rushed because the other ones were taking their sweet time to get to the point, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that literally all other Samurai Jack episodes are, like, really quiet. Like, they're not really necessarily that action-packed.
Yeah.
As we may remember, because we only remember the really cool parts, but there are whole episodes where Jack is just trying to find shoes.
Yeah.
So I think the slow, meticulous pacing was one of the things that we actually really liked about the series.
Right.
But when this final episode came, it was so rushed in parts that...
No, but what I'm saying is that each episode, right, of season 5 did not feel like the pacing was off. The season as a whole felt like the pacing was off. They did not fill their 10-episode slot with the amount of, like, story that could fit in it reasonably, which is why the last episode ended up being so rushed, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
If they had simplified the story so that it had, like, half as much of the ridiculous detail, then they could have taken their sweet time with each episode and done the pacing right, and then also had enough time to wrap up things in episode 10.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just disagree with you. No. It's because I believe that the whole pacing of Samurai Jack in the entire series was this...
Yeah.
I agree that the final episode did not have enough time to do everything it had.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't think it was the fault of the overall season.
Well...
I think it was the fault of, like, the final episode.
No, because, like, if they have an overall story arc written out, given that Samurai Jack is this show that likes to pace itself and take time with, like, meticulous things in each episode, right? The story that they created does not fit in those 10 episodes because they had the time for episodes 1-9 to have the proper pacing and take all their time. But then they had too much story left that everything in episode 10 had to be really fucking rushed.
I don't think there was anything really that much left to do in episode 10.
Well, clearly there was, because they did everything bang boom as they needed to, and then it felt rushed. Like, I think if that episode had been, like, twice the length, or just had one more episode so they could spread out from episode 9 on into 2 episodes, then I think we would have felt a lot better about it, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think if episode 10 was 2 episodes, or even just 45 minutes long.
I already know you disagree with me on this, but personally, I didn't want Jack to get back to the past.
Yeah, I know. I know you thought that, but I'd be pretty upset if the thing that is said literally like 10 times in the opening didn't happen.
Well,
I can't. Gotta get back to the past, Jeff.
I mean, I would be upset if it didn't happen without mention, but I don't think that this ending is necessarily, like, narratively terrible for what we were built up to expect from seasons 1 through 4. However, when they started season 5, they made a very clear tonal shift that the story was a lot more in depth, it was a lot darker, and it had a lot more, like, you know, narrative oomph to it. Right? We saw that through episodes 1 through 9. There was kind of a lot more that happened than a basic Cartoon Network cartoon, and then episode 10 kind of dropped back and even a little bit below what we were led to expect from, like, the series as a whole. You know what I mean?
I would argue that previous episodes have still had the depth of the last season, but I would agree with a darker theme. However, I think he had to go back to the past because we made so much about the fact that he has failed going back to the past and that he's left, like, you know, his father and mother in permanent torture.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, like, they took the obvious path, which I don't think in this case was the best one.
I see what you're saying, Jeff. I just, once again, I just disagree with you because literally the whole series is building up to this.
Yeah, but it's such a fucking cop-out. Like,
no, I don't think it's a cop-out, Jeff. It's not a cop-out to do what you were planning on doing the whole time.
Yeah, but no. Like I said, tonally, season 5 was very different from the rest of the series.
Yes,
so,
and no.
I don't think that the rest of season 5 was building up to this ending. If you took this episode and gave it as the fucking ending for the series as a whole without the other 9 episodes of season 5, right, then it would have made more sense. But tonally, the other 9 episodes of season 5 were so different that it really didn't feel like it was leading up to that, like, just basic ending. You know what I mean?
I would disagree. I think we made Jack more complex, but the story never changed.
It felt like too cliche an ending for the kind of more, like, gritty story that they had built up in the prior episodes in season 5.
I can see that a little bit. All right.
It didn't have, like, any shocks or surprises to it, really. It was just, like, a cliche, like, cartoon ending. Like, oh, everything's happy, but then we're gonna use the fucking I never existed at all cliche. Like, it just seems too basic and used before to be the ending of this series that was, like, so unique and interesting when we were kids. And then this season 5, which in my opinion was even more unique and interesting than the original series.
No, I'm with you.
You know, the original Samurai Jack show, right? Like, it had some good story stuff, but mostly I'm like, oh, this is a really fun show, right?
Yeah.
And then season 5, so, okay, we're still going to be fun, but we're also going to add this kind of more in-depth story.
Yeah.
And then the season ending just, like, followed every cliche in the book and harkened back to, like, oh, we're just going to tack this on to wrap up the show. And it's...
Well, I personally was about to get very upset if we didn't have the power of friendship.
No, I totally agree. I think that part absolutely necessary. I think that the going back and then having Ashi disappear because Aku never existed, that was the cheesy and kind of disappointing
part. No, I can see that was cheesy and disappointing because honestly, Jeff, you kind of did want it to be a really happy, corny ending. You wanted Ashi and, you know, Jack to end up together.
Yeah, there are better ways for it to do that, though.
And like I said, I think it's just the fact that the final episode, if it had, like, 5 more minutes to do the same stuff, yeah, I think it would have been okay.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, but I don't want to get too much into it because there is another point that I'd like to touch on.
All right.
Could just for a minute talk about time travel and how time travel works in the show. So here's the thing that really grinds my gears about the ending over pretty much anything else is that the series ended with him going back to the past and changing things, and we never saw how that affected the future, which is where literally the entire show has taken place. All of the characters that we care about are in the future. And, like, we can talk about butterfly effect and, like, how this would mess it up, right? But ultimately, yeah, the show has the time travel work the way it wants to work, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't show us. Like, I would accept this ending, honestly, like, a lot more if they just tacked on a scene that showed, like, all of the characters that we cared about being happy in this alternate future.
All right.
I would look at that and I'd be like, oh, okay, I don't think I really buy that's how the time travel works. But at least you're addressing that for us.
Well,
whereas they didn't show us anything from the future, so we're left to kind of assume how time travel works for ourselves in this universe, and I'm like looking at it, and I'm just like, well, if Aku never existed, then probably a lot of those people, a lot of the people that we care about in the series would have never been born.
I disagree, because they were not born because Aku was there.
But they kind of were, though. Like, he controlled the entire world from, like, the age that Jack existed up until, like, millions of years in the future. Like, there's no fucking way that that didn't influence things.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but probably not. Just because for a lot of the people that we see that help him and stuff, we see them before Aku. And then Aku showed up and then enslaved them and stuff.
What do you mean that we see them before Aku?
Like, the three blind archers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For example, were just kind of people living their lives, right? And then Aku showed up, found a time portal, made them fucking enslaved into, like, demon archers, right? So if Aku never showed up, they would continue living their lives.
Yeah. But the whole fact of them existing in the first place is in this world that Aku is not only recently ruling, but has ruled for millions and millions of years. Like, that changes
shit. Well, I don't know if it's millions and millions. It's vaguely the future.
Whatever. But, Kenan, here's the thing. If it doesn't change shit, then having Aku in charge is not even a little bit a problem.
It's a super big problem. He's literally enslaving people. And murdering people.
No, he's not! Because if he had been slaughtering people for thousands of years or however long it takes place, then these people's lives would not exist the way that they do.
Yeah, as fucking, like, slaves, you're right. What a shame.
No, I mean, like, they wouldn't exist at all.
I don't see why they wouldn't, because a lot of these communities were isolated by themselves. They don't talk about, like, all these other things, and then Aku shows up.
Kenan, in the first encounter we have with Aku, he immediately destroys and enslaves Jack's entire civilization, right?
Yeah.
And the worry is, oh, if Jack doesn't go back to the past, he's going to do that to the rest of the world, right?
Yes.
So if he had done that to the rest of the world, then
which he did,
the people would not exist the way that they do, because all of their parents would be dead and blah, 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 and yada, yada. Like, their lives are built up by the fact that they've been living in an Aku society.
Yeah, some of them.
Still.
Like, when he met the Spartans, they were just fighting these, like, robots and stuff. They didn't know about Aku, they didn't care about Aku.
You can't... But... I'm just saying, it's unrealistic to assume that when you go back and change something in the past, that only the bad things changed, and that some of the good stuff doesn't also change.
No, I think the world's different, but he destroyed Aku.
Okay, but here's the thing, I think it was a fucking failure on the series to not show us that.
I agree. I think they should have shown us that. I don't think that we shouldn't have not assumed that that wasn't what happened, though.
We see an ending that ends with just Jack sulking, whereas we've been led for this entire series, like, we start off being like, oh, none of the future matters because Jack's going to go back and change it, right? But then we spent 5 seasons in that world and learning to care about those characters, and then we don't even see how any of them other than Jack end up at the end. It's disappointing.
No, I agree. It's disappointing not to see them, but I assume that they're fine because Aku wasn't there to oppress and enslave them.
But here's the thing, Kenan, is that regardless of where you land on that assumption, it's up in the air.
I don't think it's as up in the air.
Well, here's two of us watching this show. We are interpreting it massively differently.
I mean, there's also flat earthers, but, like, we don't go, well, that's solid.
Are you saying that I'm a flat earther? Like, are you comparing interpreting the ending of a television show to thinking that the world...
No, what I'm just saying is...
No, but here's the thing, Kenan.
What?
I'm going to take that example. If we lived in a world where there was literally no evidence for or against flat earth theory, then I think that's a legitimate point of view.
Except, like, you're just saying because you didn't see it, that it doesn't happen. Right?
No. I'm saying because there's no evidence of it that we can't assume that that's the way that it happened.
Well, I think the logic says that it did happen, as I explained.
I don't think so.
Stopping Aku from going to places and enslaving them is a good thing. Yes?
Yeah, but...
And we saw a bunch of, like, societies existing in peace, and then Aku showing up and enslaving them.
Yeah, but here's the thing, is that they didn't just exist in peace prior. Aku hadn't just shown up. He'd literally been there for centuries.
Several times he just showed up.
Just because he's fucking making the rounds doesn't mean that he hasn't been there before centuries.
So who, like, fucking cares if he's been there before?
Because that fundamentally changes.
If he's, like, dead and he never gets there, who cares if he was over there?
What about the fucking three blind archers, right?
Yes.
They existed. Yeah.
They were living in
peace. And if Jack hadn't fucking saved them, then they would have been those weird jackal things for the rest of their goddamn lives.
Yes.
And they never would have had children. Right?
Maybe. Sure.
So if Aku has been doing that kind of shit uninterrupted for hundreds of years, then there are certain civilizations that would or would not exist dependent on him fucking being there.
Maybe a little bit. I can see that. However, in the case of the Three Blind Archers, they were living their lives, right?
Right.
Then Aku came to enslave them, and then after they were not enslaved, they continued living their lives. So in theory, if Aku part was never there, the timeline for them would be living their lives and still living their lives.
But they're not just independent variables and fucking random. Like, we don't... Like, Aku doing a bunch of shit would not only cause a bunch of civilizations to not exist in the future, it would also cause a lot of shit to exist in the future.
I mean, he never, like, killed other evil things. Evil things only came about because of him. He is the incarnation of evil.
Yeah, but that's just not how fucking... Like, if there's, like, an accident, right, where person A accidentally fucking kicks a rock off a cliff and it lands on person B's head and it kills them, and then a murderer kills person A, that doesn't mean the murderer is a good guy, but person B fucking lives because of that decision.
Yeah, isn't that good?
You're saying it's good to go around murdering people?
And in this situation, it's not just some guy who accidentally killed person B, it's literally the incarnation of evil.
No. Aku is the murderer in this situation.
So you're assuming that all the races that we saw to be good and just were good and just?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that in a world, conflict and tragedy happens, right?
But this is also an idealized world lots of the time.
But accidents still fucking happen, dude!
Yeah, so what? Accidents. You wanna know what isn't an accident? Aku's evil reign over the entire universe.
I feel like I shouldn't have to sit here and explain butterfly effect to you, like...
No, like, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying I don't think it could be as bad as the ultimate evil.
What I'm saying, Aku is the fucking murderer in this situation. Person A is just a random person. He does some accident and it kills person B, right? Person B then does not grow up to have children. His children do not have children. His grandchildren do not have children.
Jeff, but you're like forgetting about person fucking C through Z.
I'm not saying...
And yeah, some people, there's going to be a butterfly effect, but overall, the...
Yes.
Incarnation of evil existing in the world, causing even more evil?
Is bad. I agree. I'm not saying that one way is better or the other. I'm just saying that they're different.
Oh, one way is definitely better.
Yes, I agree. But that's not the point I'm making, is what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's different. If you do things a certain way, it will have consequences in the future that are both good and bad.
Yeah, but I think the good far outweighs.
I'm not arguing the morality of it. Obviously that the bad is worse than the good. That's not the point. I'm just saying that all of the characters that we knew, probably not all of them, would exist in the future without Aku's evil. Because he's been around influencing things for hundreds of fucking years.
I can kind of see what you're saying.
Okay.
My issue is, a lot of these societies we see are these isolated societies that were forced under Aku's reign and forced to interact with the other people. Maybe then they wouldn't interact with other people the same way. But like a lot of their societies would probably be pretty okay.
I guess all I'm saying is that statistically speaking, at least one of our characters would not have existed without Aku, right?
I mean, that's even assuming Ashi. That I'm just, yeah.
Regardless of whether or not we agree on that, I think we can both agree that it's kind of fucked up for the series to not have shown us what happens in the future.
No, I agree. We should have seen it. But really, like, my bigger issues weren't with the series itself. My biggest issue with this season was actually the fandom.
We're not going to get into that.
Yeah, it's fine. I just want to say really quickly that anyone who got upset after Jack, you know, got with Ashi because, like, he was straight, he was always straight. Literally, him and, like, Lady Aku, like, Urka, or whatever her name was, literally were, like, flirting, and, like, he was eye-fucking her half the episode. And then also, he had a kiss with a small girl when he was a girl. Like, I just hate when people...
When he was a boy, you mean?
No, when she was... Oh, yeah, when he was a boy. I'm just tired of people jumping on bandwagons and then acting like they know it. Like, you cannot get upset about that. Like, you could get upset that he's not bisexual, maybe, but, like... Then you have a whole other problem of why you're upset.
I agree with you, Keenan. I think it's a little bit ridiculous for people to be upset that Jack just is straight. But I would also say that it's not really the responsibility of the show to, like, know how it's going to affect the fandom. So it's like not like,
no,
like it's not a problem that I have with the show. It's a problem that I have with people who think that. Like,
no, like it was just something I got really annoyed with after the series, because like after every episode,
yeah,
some fan sites that I'd be on would be like, oh, blah, 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 how could
they're like,
do
oh,
this?
Samurai like, Jack is ruined because they decided to make Samurai Jack another just straight character. And
yeah,
I'm just
like,
well, I mean, is that really Samurai Jack's fault, or is that like society's fault? Like,
no, like my issue isn't that he's straight. My issue is that he's always been straight. You can't say they made him straight. It's like, yes, he's been straight since literally season one.
Yeah, it's just never, he's just never been a particularly like romance seeking character because of his convictions, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
I think that if the show had decided that, hey, let's make Jack a gay character,
sure,
then I think that they could have done it in a natural way, even given all of the hints that he was straight in the past. Right?
Yeah, and I didn't feel like it was all of a sudden like, oh, he's, you know, fucking romance. It was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, if it was like, oh, he's straight, by the way, I'd be like, all right, that was kind of annoying, the love romance thing. But like, as long as, you know, if it was gay and him and the Scotsman, honestly, like, had a few more episodes, they could probably be gay, you know?
Yeah,
like,
sure, why not?
But like, honestly, not a problem because it was done well.
Yeah, no,
and, like,
I...
and it was always done. That's my issue. Don't get on shows and then act like you're fucking, this is your show. That's my issue.
No, I agree with you on that one. I think that was a pretty ridiculous thing that people were getting angry about.
I'm gonna stop watching. Good.
I think we're reaching our time here.
Yeah,
I think we had some good discussion, and we have some disagreements, but I think something that we definitely agree on is that this ending was very disappointing for an otherwise super unique and super just incredible show, honestly.
I still watch, like, every once in a while. I plan to watch. I'll probably watch, you know, the last season.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, season 5 was totally very different from seasons 1 through 4, but I don't think I can really say that I like either better, you know? I like both. I think that they were both great, and the jump was a little jarring, but they did it, I think, in a pretty nuanced way, and overall it was really good. And then it just has this ugly fucking mark at the end, which is the last episode, which just really sucks, honestly.
But as a final thought, maybe nothing would have satisfied us, because...
I could see that. I think that we could have done better, though.
Yeah, it could have been better, but after waiting so long, maybe we were going to have this conversation no matter what, simply because it was 10 years worth of our, you know, childhood.
I suppose, but there are lots of good shows that lasted even longer than Samurai Jack that I think had fantastic endings, honestly.
Yeah, Futurama. Bam.
I don't think that it's impossible, so I don't think it's the case that we would have been mad no matter what. I agree that perhaps nothing was going to be quite as spectacular as we might have expected, but I think that there is a far bit of room in between what we got and what we could have got.
Yeah.
You know, and been satisfied with.
I agree.
I think that's a good note to jump off on. Listeners, like, if you want to just fucking watch this show, like, I think you'll understand what we mean. I don't think that this is a particularly controversial
just watch
view.
Watch all the show. Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
We are the Common Geeking Program. There's a bunch of places you can find us. You can go to commongeekingprogram.com. You can email us or fucking tweet us at geekingprogram, or I guess the email is commongeekingprogram@gmail.com. This was a fun discussion, and I think that's about where we're gonna end it. So stay tuned for some other fun stuff that's happening on our little hiatus from regular episodes, and you know, if you want to go back and listen to some actual episodes too, then that would be appreciated.
Buy our stuff.
Buy all of our free stuff.
Yes, download and then pirate it and then say it's yours and then sell it so we can sue you. Please.
Perfect. This has been Keenan's plan all
along. Aha! I already have a lawyer. I'll represent myself.
All right. That's good. This Common Geeking Program interlude features Jeff Levitt and Keenan Kodish discussing the finale of Samurai Jack as a follow-up to CGP's episode 22, Fleshing It Out. This episode is sponsored by Complete and Total Understanding of the Theory of Butterfly Effect. The podcast is created and produced by Colin Ketchin and Jeff Levitt, with this episode edited by me, Jeff, and featuring original music by Colin Ketchin. Tune in for another interlude episode next week in the new year on January 5th, and thank you for listening to this.
Recording. Cough, cough. Recording.
Okay, I am recording as well. Man, I fucking... Okay, so you remember Colin posted a... Posted that link
that the Jews started 9/11? Yeah, I thought that was pretty weird.
What?
What?
He posted that link of the fucking mic.